Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
17963.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Belinda Shive.
Thank you. And please verify your address.
14 Lacey Drive, Pine Grove, Pennsylvania.
All right, thank you for that. I've located this account. If you'll give me just a second to look over the account details. All right, so this is for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. How may I help you today?
I would like to cancel it.
All right, well,
what I thought I was purchasing wasn't this.
Okay, it looks like it was in participation with a sweepstakes offering for a mixer.
Right.
Okay.
For $2, and when I checked to see that the $2 was paid, I think $59, whatever, and I'm like, whoa, I don't have that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, I don't provide customer support for the mixer, but in those terms and conditions, it explains that you're acknowledging this meal planning app. Now, I would like to offer it to you at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
I would love to, but I don't really have it right now because of the gas prices. In fact, because of this purchase, I don't have money to put in my tank.
Okay, I tell you what, we'll have the account canceled. This will prevent any further charges. And because it is the same-day transaction, I've also voided that charge. So the $59.89 should not post. You'll see it void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. Whenever you're ready, I have that cancellation number for you.
I'm ready.
It's C, as in cancel, 920.
801-699.
Okay, I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I appreciate
that. Oh, okay, no problem. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.